The Senate passed a $60 billion aid package a couple of weeks ago. Included was more than $60 million to study and prevent marine debris. Also included, $150 million for fishery disasters across the country. But it went nowhere in the House, and now that the new Congress has sworn in, the process begins anew. The version passed today is just shy of $10 billion and pays for the flood insurance program. The House is slated to debate the remaining $50 billion when it returns January 15th. San Diego area Republican Daryl Issa says the bill needs to focus on just the Northeast and do so in a timely fashion, meaning leaders need to have a bill settled and ready to go.
We do need to pre-negotiate with the Senate. We need to get the pork out. Now, none of that pork we're talking about is in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. In fact, it's as far away as Alaska.
But Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, says it's important to maintain funding for all disasters in this bill, not just related to his part of the country.
If the House wants to take it out, we'll have to deal with that in the Senate. It'll obviously make some people not happy and maybe make it harder to pass.
Make it harder to pass because it would leave senators voting to pay for reconstruction in the Northeast and not their part of the country. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted for the aid package, has expressed deep concern over the cost of the bill and whether members are loading it up with projects that can wait for the appropriations process. And it's not just the Alaska money causing concern. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney says her city's subway system moves 8 million people each day. Some tunnels are still closed, and the federal government needs to pay to reopen them.
You need structural changes to repair them, and then mitigation to hopefully upgrade them in a way that helps you prevent it in the future.
Mitigation. That's a term many Republicans bristle at, saying it shows the project is more an upgrade than an emergency. But the fight is still weeks away. The new 113th Congress has recessed, one day after it gaveled in. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.